The entertainment capital of this country is Las Vegas. What's the attraction that all support, all of the moralists?
Well, at the Stardust, we have the Passion Play.
Well, and then the Consistent, that's very good. Passion Play. What follows the Passion Play? Well, we're having Eugene Normandy, the New York City Ballet, Lottie Lanier, Monet exhibit. Is that the attraction in Las Vegas that all support? All of the censors, all of the senators?
Tits and ass is the attraction.
I beg your pardon. Tits and ass is the attraction. Just tits and ass? No, an Apache team and tits and ass. Well, that's what I go to see, the Apache team. But that must be one hotel. Give me the second biggest attraction. More tits and ass. And the third, that's it. Tits and ass and ass and tits and tits and ass and ass and tits and ass and tits and ass. Well, you mean to tell me that Life magazine would devote 3 full pages to, how do you say that? Tits and ass. Well, Oh, yes, right next to the article by Billy Graham and Norman Vincent Peale. And Nugget and Rogue and Dude and Gent and myriads of other stroke books. The antecedent to Playboy, National Geographic, where the African chicks in school. Hey, look at this man. Well, that may be the truth. I'll check it out. But if it is the truth, you just can't put tits and ass nightly up on a marquee outside on the strip. Why not? Why not? Because it's dirty and vulgar. That's why not. Titties are dirty and vulgar? Well, they're not to me, Jim. I like to hug them and kiss them. No, it's not the titties. You're not going to bait me. It's the words, the way you relate. I don't believe you. I believe to you it's the titty that's dirty. Because I will change the words in the marquee to tuchuses and nay-nays nightly. That's a little better. Well, you're not an anti-Semit. That's point one. How about making it very austere Latin? Gluteus maximus and pectoralis majors nightly. Now that's clean. To you, schmuck, but it's dirty to the Latins. Well, you just can't put tits and ass up there, that's all. You have to give us something. La Nouvelle Vague, La Parisienne, the Follies class with ass, I'll buy that. Unless you can have something patriotic, maybe. Like the most American girls in the world. American tits and ass? Yeah. Grandma Moses tits and Norman Rockwell's ass. Norman Rockwell's ass. Draw my ass and win a Buick. Soon they'll just have a big nipple up on the marquee and guys will be playing it like Harpo Marx. Let me see.
Airplane. Guy is sitting, cacked out, asleep. Fly open, completely exposed. Hmm? Right. Next aisle, guy's sitting there, and he looks over, and he pins it.
Stewardess, can I see you for a moment?
Yes, sir?
Gum? No. Tell you what, can you give me a pencil and paper, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Dear sir, I'm seated across the aisle from you and your fly is open, you're completely exposed. And I knew this note would avoid any embarrassment. Yours truly, Frank Martin.
P.S. I love you. Don't be, right?